Yeah. She gets the power to fly.
That's still Black Widow.
Yeah, she is. It's still Natasha. She's still old as hell. It's pretty cool, actually.
What's it like with Captain America's new suit here?
I don't know. I did like those first two issues.
I like it.
You know what?
I think I'm staying on it.
I'm staying until...
I didn't know how I was going to feel about Nick Spencer writing somebody that serious.
I'm going to get through the first arc.
But it's been a good read.
And what book?
Sam Wilson.
Sam Wilson?
Yeah.
It's actually been
a lot of press.
It's got a lot of press. It's gotten press that it talks about in the issue before it got the press, which is why that was great.
Marvel hates conservatives, I guess.
No, conservatives. Okay, I had to explain this to somebody the other day at work, because he heard about what happened in that issue.
Go ahead. I'll let you go ahead. And then I will take the Fox News sling.
Okay.
So, it has nothing. It's all remember that Marvel is now owned by Disney, which owns ABC, which is a rival media corporation to Fox News.
That is true.
That being said,
I don't.
This is what happens.
I don't.
No. This is not how.
How dare you assume
okay.
that the American media is biased in any way at all?
Especially Fox. That is the pinnacle.
All news is biased, and all news has always been biased.
All of that aside.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Before, when Marvel, if this would have happened before Marvel was moved to Disney,
you don't think it would have been as severe?
I don't think they would have cared.
You know, I still think this whole thing got blown out of proportion, and I'm going to explain why.
Go ahead. Let me
guess. So in the issue, Captain America, hears about...
Number one and two.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Number one, he hears about people being kidnapped across the border between the states and Mexico. He goes to investigate. Turns out the Sons of the Serpent were kidnapping and murdering people who were trying to cross the border.
Illegal aliens.
And Americans.
Okay, and Americans?
And Americans.
So that was just accidental. That was just collateral damage in the
war against immigration.
It wasn't accidental, because if they were helping the illegal aliens come across, then they deserved to die.
Yes. And how they were doing is they were roping them in by having one of their own pretend to be a quote-unquote coyote and letting them over and then killing them.
Okay.
So they were lying to them, pulling them in, and murdering them.
They were luring them over.
Correct.
Bringing them over.
For those who don't know... The Sons of the Serpent, the Serpent Society, have always been Marvel's take on the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
They have high wizards the whole nine yards, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
They have a long history of being Marvel's version of the Klan. So, conservatives and other various members of a biased media decided to attack the comic book because all they heard was Captain America was fighting a guy who was... who was trying to stop illegal aliens from coming over the border. They didn't look into the fact that it's Marvel's version of the Klan trying to kill people. They just heard that other part.
Here's the thing.
People, they're not talking.
If you're playing the Geeks of the Square Table drinking game, and Larry said, here's the thing. So go ahead and take a shot.
Is that the keyword now?
That's definitely one of the keywords.
When I say exactly,
yep.
When Adam says nothing for 10 minutes straight.
And drink now.
And one of us suddenly goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
That's when things are getting terrible.
So I cannot defend this Serpent Squad.
No, because
I can defend Fox News.
Also,
everything they do is a knee-jerk reaction that looks for ratings. You cannot blame the Beast for doing exactly what the Beast does.
And I don't. I just wish people understood that they were defending the Klan, technically.
They don't care.
And that's my problem. Like, if you're going to get into my comic books, at least be a little informed of what's going on.
Right, the people they're advertising to aren't reading the comics.
Yes. The thing about news today is they can not only tell you the story, but they can paint the picture and also build the frame. That's the thing. They also build the frame.
Is that the thing? Because I thought, here's the thing.
really I said it in a context, though. You know what? You said my, it as a, pre- it, a precedent to everything.
And I have no problem with anyone's personal politics, are.
If somebody's playing a drinking game right there, I want them to get home. So I'm going to say, here's the thing.
So my, I don't have a problem with Fox News doing exactly what they do because this is what comics are supposed to do. This is what comics have always done.
Yeah, and my
problem is calling it news. Yeah.
No, it's okay, because all the stations do that, dude.
Yeah, no. Here's my problem.
You have to go to the internet to find anything worthwhile. You have to read five different stories.
Real on the internet.
No, but if you read five different stories about the same topic, you're going to get a general sense of the truth.
What? How long ago was it that we got something that 5 to 10 different news agencies reported and it turned out to be an Onion story?
Oh, no, that's different.
Oh, that's funny.
It does happen.
That happens a lot.
But if I were to
nobody
go...
Nobody does their fact-checking.
I don't care about them doing their fact-checking. As long as anybody. I do my fact-checking. If I would have Googled it and looked for five different stories, one of them would have been the Onion story, and I could read a byline date. And I'd have known that the Onion story would have come first.
All I'm saying...
That's what I mean. You have to I don't even care
about all of that. My problem was people hearing this news asking for Nick Spencer's resignation, saying that Sam Wilson didn't deserve to be Captain America. They want Steve Rogers to be Captain America again. Yeah. Why is Sam Wilson's politics so different? Read a comic book, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Sam Wilson did exactly what Steve Rogers does all the time.
I just thought that was so silly.
I just don't get involved. If you're not a part of it, just don't stay out. I don't get involved in politics. Don't get involved in comic books.
Hates conservatives.
Fighting people, trying to stop it.
That's the worst headline I've ever heard. The headline I saw was Captain America hates conservatives.
That was the headline everyone was reading.
And that is what draws people in. That's the biggest clickbait I had ever heard in my life.
Yes.
And you know, Marvel's success in the films definitely pushes this because maybe a lot of people don't realize that Captain America is a black dude now.
Lots of people don't realize that.
You know what I mean? They don't.
Old now they do.
Are watching Fox News. They're well, like, oh my god, he's this white dude from the 40s that I loved hates
a year,
me now.
Maybe a year.
Maybe a year. Remender started that a year ago.
Yeah. They used that same thing.
It was on Entertainment Weekly, right? Didn't Entertainment Weekly have that all-new Marvel Now exclusive cover?
Actually, I think it was Colbert Report that did it.
I think you're right cause because because he had that variant
cover. America, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same, different characters.
Well, let's move on.
Here's the thing.
It's a good read.
This is Geeks of the Square Table, episode
105.
I'm Lawrence of America, your host. With me today, as always, is
the irredeemable Gomer.
Adam.
And Jules. Woo! We got a classic squad for you today.
Yeah, it is a classic squad. I'm glad Jules is here.
Yeah.
Even though he's wearing a Mets hat.
Man, we don't usually talk about sports. Can I just say, what an arrogant dude that Harvey is. And what an idiot the manager of the Mets are.
I'm a Marlins fan.
You can be a Marlins fan. You're wearing a Mets hat, dude.
I can wear a Mets hat and not know anything about sports because everybody else does. Except they wear Yankees hats.
So you're wearing it as like a hipster thing.
No.
It's okay to admit that.
No, I wear it as a family thing. Most of my family loves the Yankees.
But your family's not here.
Oh, so no. You're doing it to screw them up.
Oh, yeah, because I hate the Yankees. But at least the Mets made it all the way to the World Series. I knew they were going to lose. I'm not stupid. I'm a National League guy.
Is the World Series over?
Dude, it was over before it started.
Jeez, Larry. Is the World Series over?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Kansas City won. Nobody actually cares that Kansas City won. That's my point. That's a great example that nobody cares about the World Series anymore.
They do when New York and LA.
Yeah, exactly. They care when New York shows up.
It's baseball.
And not the Mets.
They would care if the Cubs made it.
Everybody would have cared if the Cubs made it because of Back to the Future.
No,
but that is really.
People would have cared because of Back to the Future, but they would have cared no matter what year it is if the Cubs get in.
Because it's never going to happen.
Because everybody will root for the Cubs. Except the town and the fans of the. You know what I mean?
Except most of Chicago.
That's actually not a terrible point, but I think
most of Chicago are in fact White Sox fans.
But I think Chicago would have been supportive of the Cubs.
I don't know that they would have
because it's been so damn long. Everybody would make a big deal.
It's got
out
to
of
the
it.
Point that nobody Dude, shows up to those games
remember
anymore.
Remember when Chicago won the Stanley Cup last year?
Yeah.
black people were celebrating hockey. All right, Chicago.
All right. Because black Hawks have been good consistently.
If you can make black people fans of hockey, I'm not being stereotypical either. Black people don't like hockey. I go to hockey.
Nobody games. Likes hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
No, nobody Canadians likes hockey. Like hockey, and that's it.
Canadians.
Russians.
Well, Canadians.
Yeah.
Canadians with thicker accents like hockey. Scandinavians, Icelandic, Minnesotan folks.
Everybody. We're offending everybody.
We're offending everybody.
Conservatives, black people who don't like hockey.
Look, the only people who like hockey are Canadians and people from Minnesota. And occasionally people from Wisconsin.
Well, isn't Minnesota basically Canada anyway?
It is.
Exactly my point!
Even parts of Illinois,
yeah,
where they're fans of the Blackhawks, is technically... Hey,
it's just the Canadians who've moved to America that have continued to grow the sport.
I don't know why they would do that. Canada's awesome.
Canada is awesome.
Except for the hockey. There's too much hockey.
Way too much hockey.
What else do we want to discuss?
Well, we were talking about
Larry.
Jack White being a douche earlier.
Who?
Jack White.
Who is that guy? Who's
that
Jack
guy
White?
Supposedly built Nashville from the ground up. Didn't you
what?
Know?
So wait. There's a Jack Black and a Jack White?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
What?
The White Stripes?
Oh, I've heard of the White Stripes.
Yeah, that guy's Jack White.
Wow. Oh, okay, okay. He's got a weird haircut.
Yeah, he's got a really weird
haircut. I know, like, I focus on hair way too often. I think it's his sister.
No, wife, ex-wife.
That'd be impossible.
Both.
This is America, so ladies and gentlemen.
This is the South.
Nashville in what way?
You never read, there's a really terrible article in a really trash, awful newspaper called The Scene.
And the National Scene.
The National Scene.
I like The Scene.
It's incredibly slanted.
It's a rag, but I love it.
Extremely biased, and has yet to create a new thought in the last 5 years.
I love it. Go ahead.
So, I did not see this, so what happened?
Yeah,
so
this is actually a couple years ago.
It's a
National City paper.
It is the thing you get if you want to know who's playing.
Alright, yeah, you know how, like, in Hollywood...
If you don't have the internet.
In Hollywood, they have local tabloids that talk about famous people in a different context because the people there live in it. The National Scene is kind of like that for country music.
The National Scene...
weird way.
The National Scene is like if you put on...
But it's a tabloid. It's tabloid.
Tight jeans, wingtips, and a plaid shirt.
It's
you're probably gonna read the scene.
Yeah, it's very liberal.
It's stupid. All right,
go ahead. Tell me the story about Jack Black.
Says it's a little liberal.
Yeah. Tell me about Jack Black. Bernie Sanders is like, I don't like that. It's way too liberal. Go ahead.
So you said
something about Jack
you said
Black.
Donald Trump said he was a douche, and go for it. And don't spit water on me.
You said that, not me. I want to totally clarify that. That he said that, not me. And I in no way, shape, or form involved with what was just said.
You said...
Was there a Jack Black story? Wasn't that what we were talking about?
Talk about Jack
and music.
White.
Yeah, Jack White. I'm sorry. Jack White and music.
The White Black.
Tell me the
black
story
white.
Before
Even
we
I do
go
like
off
Jack
the rails
black.
Again. Because I'm interested. Because I'd like to talk smack
you're
on
so
this
guy. So interested that you're
so this guy,
Deadpool,
who we're no longer going to refer to in forthright.
Jackie.
That one, Jackie Chan. So Jackie Chan is super convinced. He personally built up the Nashville scene by opening his studio here and recording artists here.
The paper.
Yes.
No, like the music scene. Like Nashville as a whole.
All those artists.
Is blooming because.
Maybe a particular genre, but Ben Folds has been here way longer than him.
Yeah, but nobody likes Ben Folds.
It doesn't matter. People don't like Ben Folds because he actually fought for something.
Yeah.
That's why people don't like Ben Folds.
No, nobody likes Ben Folds.
But, I mean, who is Jack. I almost called him Jack Black again.
That's
who is Jack White brought to Nashville to record? I mean, anybody.
Can you honestly name
Jimi Hendrix record in Nashville?
Yeah, like a long time ago.
Oh, is that what we're saying? It's got to be now.
No, but I mean, come on, man. Nashville was its own thing long before this guy ever showed up.
It's been called Music City for as long as I've been here.
Yeah.
It's been almost 30 years.
No, yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I thought the guy's a little...
So that's weird.
Egotistical.
Well, that's how you win, though, okay? People always
yes,
say...
Yes, that's how you win.
You know...
I totally agree with that. Oh, how is Dark Side War?
Like Kanye West, right? Kanye West gets a bad rap because of his attitude.
Oh, yeah. Everyone...
Well, he thinks he's the best. Well, that's how you get to be the best, is thinking you're the best. And I give him a little bit of credit. Yeah, let's talk about comic books. I'd much rather talk comic books.
Better than Batman and Robin, or Batman Eternal.
See, I dropped it after the first issue. I didn't care for it.
It's a lot more
going
focused.
On. Yeah.
I didn't care for it.
If you like if you like all the Robins, then you'll like that.
I just like two.
I don't mind the Robins.
I like two.
I'm a fan of Damian.
Which
like
two do you like?
I hate Damian.
Well, Damian's not in it.
Okay, this is already starting to get better.
See, you have to take that back, then, because you said if you like all the Robins.
Yeah, nobody counts Damian as a real Robin.
If you like most of the Robins, with the exception of Damian Wayne and Carrie Kelly, then...
Okay, I'm not a huge Carrie Kelly fan either.
I'm not a big Carrie Kelly fan. I'm not a hater. Like people are on Damian.
My two favorite, honestly...
Are Dick and...
No, I hate Dick. Dick always works better as Nightwing.
We need to
pull Dick's Grayson, so...
Look, yeah, and that's even worse. I don't like Dick as Grayson.
But anyway...
Shut up.
But anyway...
I like Jason, and I like Tim.
Oh, well, you have Jason being an asshole, and Tim...
See, that's why I like
a detective. A douchebag.
You know, and I thought
that's
he was
that's his thing.
That's his thing.
He is a douchebag.
But I think it's way done too. He's not a lovable douchebag like me. Like, I'm kind of a lovable douchebag.
Yeah, you're both lovable douchebags, yeah. Larry. Don't even. I'm not even going to disregard you in that one.
So, you know,
I liked Jason because my first exposure
really even a Robin.
To Batman was him being Robin.
Well, that's cool. That's why you like what's-his-name is Green Lantern, too.
Kyle, yes. Yeah. Yes. You like what you know.
That's why I like Kyle.
But
even though it's ridiculous.
You mean the guy who did the most creative constructs known to the Green Lantern universe?
It's okay that he did
He'd
that.
Use
it's
something
okay.
besides a punching glove, a rocket... A bottle.
That's what we're basing our Green Lanterns on nowadays, is how imaginative.
Well, what are we basing our Green Lanterns on?
I don't know.
What's
Sinestro
your criteria?
Was the greatest Green Lantern, and he didn't come up with amazing
What are you talking about?
Constructs.
Sinestro did way better constructs
he
than
did Hal
did.
Than Hal.
Yes, Hal is the worst Green Lantern ever.
As far as constructs, yeah.
And if sure. Geoff Johns could let that go, I would be much better.
Did you hear Geoff Johns come back to Aquaman?
Yeah, because Colin Budden got booed
yeah,
off the book.
He got booed off. That is
off
the greatest thing.
I haven't seen anyone get booed off anything
literally,
since Grant Morrison.
He literally quit the book before it even came out. Before his first
because
issue
of all
Aquaman,
the drama.
Because of all the bad.
I read the an interview with him, and he really seems humble and, like, sorry that people just... And it's not even him.
You know,
like,
I think he's like...
He's like, people buy my other books.
You know,
and he's like, people like Aquaman. I don't know. He's like, he just didn't understand. And he even admitted that it wasn't a very good story for Aquaman.
It's not.
He said it was a good story, but it just wasn't a good story for Aquaman.
And I don't
and that's
like
humble
the artist
for him
either.
To admit.
I don't like the artist either.
So, yeah, they're like, okay, we need... Aquaman was really selling really well. And it was when Johns was on it. I have every issue of Johns, and I dropped it when he left.
You shouldn't have, because Jeff Parker's run was great,
yeah.
too.
I didn't want to jump
good.
On another.
I actually dropped it right as...
And how long was he on it? One arc.
One
two
arc.
Arcs, maybe.
One arc.
See, I don't even want that.
Arc.
I wanted to. I figured that was what it was going to be. Because he never does
he,
a full
did,
thing like
he
that.
He did, like, two or three arcs.
I don't think. Did I don't
it,
remember.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was
so
that
short.
Long.
It got cut short.
It did get cut short because of Convergence, which was a pity.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
You know,
we were just talking about something.
I feel bad
that.
Because I talk so much smack. I'm openly on this podcast about Colin Bunn.
Oh,
you
I
do.
Talk smack about Colin
Bunn. I talk. I talk really, really poorly.
He's
on
not
him.
A terrible writer.
He's
not.
Okay.
He has some good things.
He has some good things, but most of the time. It's just mediocre. It's just meh.
Cullen Bunn and Sam Humphries are like the same person to me. I'm gonna
I don't
be
know
totally
about
honest about. I think they have. Here's what I'm saying. I think they dialogue really well.
Let's all right. Name
I
some.
Don't,
name some Cullen Bunn. Give some people some context of some
Cullen
Bunn.
So for those who don't know,
he's writing the Exodus, the Life After. Isn't that his?
Yeah. Right now,
it's good.
Yeah,
on
that,
Oni
his
Press.
His solo stuff. Has
I will.
Been good.
His
creator
I will
own
say
stuff.
Creator own stuff has always. Been
I will
good.
Say he is. He is currently by writing the. The best Green Lantern book right now. His Sinestro is actually not bad.
Yes, but that's
for the
a,
most
that,
part.
That's a testament to how bad
he was
the
doing
is.
Magneto.
That is true.
So I used to call Cullen Bunn the Marvel closer. If you wanted to end a book at the hype the most hype. Like, a book so good that anyone could technically write it.
I think that's Sam Humphries.
Sam Humphries, that's where they're the same
person. The Ultimates, after Hickman.
Oh, murdered.
Murdered.
Murdered. But at the same time,
that's
Venom,
not his fault, though.
Right after Morrent. Right after Remender, Colin Bunn killed that book.
He did kill that book.
He killed that book.
He had a different direction
Moon Knight,
for it, and it did
right
not
after
work.
Brian Wood took over, killed it instantly the second Bunn touched it.
That's different.
That's not different.
Moon Knight's impossible to write.
Ellis and Wood were doing a great job.
Ellis took it in a totally different direction that no other writer would be able to.
The reason why it was doing well with Ellis wasn't because it was
Declan Shelby's art.
Give it that art.
Yeah, it was the art, and it was the fact that it was an Ellis book.
Yes,
anybody will buy a book that says Warren Ellis on it.
I really, you know what? Maybe a lot of people jumped off when Brian Wood took over, but I loved the book continuously after.
Yeah,
and then Bunn jumped on.
Magneto was good.
Murdered it.
Magneto was good. It was okay.
It was okay. Don't even lie to me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Was he the one that jumped onto Venom after Remender?
Yes, and killed it.
That book.
Super bad.
I hated that.
Super. And Venom was so cool.
I was a huge fan of that book.
That book was so cool, right? Until
now they're ruining it still. Is it Sam Humphries ruining it? Is he doing the Venom Knight, Space Knight crap?
No, it's Robbie Thompson.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know who that is. I thought he was a Spider-Man character.
Silk.
He is a Spider-Man writer. I thought he was a Spider-Man character.
No,
Robbie Thompson and that Flash's little brother who is Venom.
I think that is.
Is it?
I think that's what Flash Thompson's
Cullen Bunn is going to be doing Uncanny with Greg Land.
Yeah, I'm good.
Just talk about a book with negative press. That's just
I saw that.
From us. Only from us. I hear other people love these guys. We talk so much crap on Cullen Bunn and Greg Land.
All I can think of is one of you is going to look at that and say Jules is only going to talk this book. Because,
but this is the thing. You have to buy at least one issue of
it
before you can shit talk.
I will buy the first one because
we'll rip it out.
The only reason why I talk so much shit on Cullen Bunn and Brian Michael Bendis is because I buy pretty much all of their books.
No shit.
Saying all that, Spider-Man has been great.
I can talk shit about them because I give them money.
You know what? I'm with him on that. I have given Cullen Bunn and Greg Land lots of money.
I don't mind Cullen Bunn.
You know, like I said, it's...
I mean, what do you want from writers? I mean, what do you want?
A good book. Yes, all
good
the time.
Good story? He's had some okay books.
He's had some... It's like Sam Humphries. They're the same person.
What is Sam Humphries on now?
Star-Lord?
No.
Yeah, Star-Lord.
He's doing that political nonsense with him?
Yes. He's
actually, I think the Star-Lord
that's
is...
That's about to end.
I think Star-Lord's taking place, like...
You know, if CM Punk can write a comic book,
yes.
You guys need to
learn.
Well, no,
it's not
Cullen
CM Punk,
Bunn.
Though. It's CM Punk with Cullen Bunn.
See?
That book's doing
they're,
so
they're
well.
They're
going right
to kick that book's ass. CM Punk and Cullen Bunn together are the tag team champions. Sam Humphries is on Star-Lord.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Are they only giving those guys one or two books each?
Yeah. Because they both write for DC as well. Yeah.
I don't think Sam Humphries does.
I think that's a good idea.
Cullen Bunn does, though.
Sam Humphries has a new book today, Citizen Jack.
What? Is that the Image book?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Is it really?
It's really good.
Good for Sam Humphries.
He runs, it's a dude who's just like this lowlife in a small town. He ran for mayor and he got kicked out. He's a drunk, owes a snowblower, you know, thing. But he has a demon friend. And the demon's like, dude, if you just listen to me, we get this done. He's like, no, whatever. And he's just always got some Jack Daniels. He's drinking on a bottle of Jack Daniels, like the whole book.
We talked about Peter David the
other
week. Oh, did you?
This dude, he has this demon friend.
Uh-huh.
And the demon's like, listen to me and we'll do it. And he ends up saying, all right, what do I have to do? And he's like, you have to run for president. So he goes out and he admits that he's running for president or, you know, has this big thing and he's on local TV. And he goes diving into the water, right? Okay. And he comes out, and his shorts fall off. So that's his thing, right? And that makes, like, national news. It's like their dumbass of the day or whatever.
Okay.
Well, on their next poll for president, because he made some funny news, he's polling at 2%. Yeah, and the demon's like, so it begins. Okay. And I was like, oh, dude! And it looks really interesting, especially they keep to the humorous slant. And go full-on conservative with this guy, you know? And I think that's what he's going to do. I think he's kind of pushing the politics. But it's very good season for it, you know, especially with Donald Trump and all these guys in the news. And it's not a direct slam on any politician, per se.
Of course
it's sort of like just a glob of all these politicians and
That's cool.
It's got that small town hillbilly sort of feel to it too, you know, backwoods hick.
I'm gonna read
great this read, man. Pick it up. Citizen Jack, that came out today. I read that yesterday. Yeah, we're not back on Marvel.
That book.
I'm not a big fan of the Spider-Man 2099
universe.
No,
but it's the only Peter David book.
Sam Humphries is going to be writing Weird World with Mike Del Mundo. It's good enough.
But the Mike Del Mundo.
Mike Del Mundo alone sells me on
I will
that
buy that book for Mike
and
Del Mundo.
And you know what? I'm interested to see how that's going to tie in with the Black Knight book.
I will
it
say,
looks
though,
like
that,
awesome
that splash page on Weird World number 5 was...
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh.
It's gorgeous. I cried a lot.
Stand on Guard number 5 came out today. I thought that was like a one of four miniseries. Apparently, it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
And so did Paper Girls 2.
That's right.
Paper Girls 2 came out.
We got shorted like half our books, so we sold out like at noon.
You know, people always bitch. People always bitch about Brian K. Vaughan books. They don't come out. There's too many Brian K. Vaughan books now.
What are the chances?
Damn it.
What are the
those are great books.
First time in what, ever?
Yeah. That's until the artists get bogged down. Because now they'll be, oh, we need you for more
work. Well, they only do, you know, an arc at a time, and then they wait.
Yeah.
Can you not get up and put it
in your
box?
You know, I wasn't.
In
a second. All right, while I did give Paper Girls a very good review, because it was a very well-written,
a very beautiful comic book,
I'm not interested to follow where it's going to go, because it seems like it's going to be another weird mystery, and I feel like I'm already getting my weird with Saga, which I'm still behind on.
Oh, I love Saga so much.
When it comes to We Stand on Guard, it's way too short and way too good for me to read in single issues.
You know,
I have to wait for the trades for those.
That's a good
There
point.
Was a moment in, I think it was issue 3 or 4, maybe issue 2, where there was some torture going on. And this is a spoiler alert. They didn't actually do torture. They sort of put these probes on her brain. So it was kind of like a Matrix kind of thing where she lived the moment.
Right.
And it stuck with me, man. It disturbed me. They dunked her in a vat of gasoline and then set it on fire. And she wasn't talking. And I was like, wow, that's something else. And then they had her dad show up, and he just nonchalantly, fun as every other day, said, I'm going to rape you again and again. It stuck with me, man. It bruised my ego for a minute. I was like, oh, my goodness. And because the way... No, it's because the way of this book pushes the limit and sort of is a reflection of what we're doing now as far as the American government and the way we... I mean, they had the pictures of how we were, you know, putting hoods on people, and we have the records now of them doing torture and waterboarding. Say, no, it's not torture. It's not this. It's not that. And if I could honestly see our government saying, no, this isn't torture because we're not actually even touching them. We're just hooking their brain up to a thing. And it's a really good book for those reasons. That's a good example of why it's a good book. Because you can almost see it happening, but while it's sort of this quasi-weird, you know, alternate future history, it also does have reflections, twisted reflections of what we're doing today as a military and as a government. Poignant, a very poignant book. Brian K. Vaughan has done the same thing before. Ex Machina.
Or Why the Last Man.
Boom. He makes statements about society and about things, and it's an important book. Brian K. Vaughan writes not only comics, but Pride of Baghdad, for goodness sake. He writes important books. And we need artists and creators like him.
Well, you know, we can all be very happy that Under the Thumb got canceled.
When what?
Because Under the Dome got canceled, because now he's writing tons of books and he has nothing to do. The show got canceled.
Oh, was he writing that?
He was writing that.
It was originally a Stephen King. He was just doing the dialogue.
Well,
Here's
the thing. But it got canceled. And now this year we have more BKV than we know what to do with.
I can't handle it. Is because
people quit watching.
It had a plan.
Like, two summers.
Two seasons, and that was going to be it. That's what it takes.
I thought
story.
It was originally one.
No, it was supposed to be two seasons.
It was supposed to be two seasons.
I watched the first season.
After the first season, they're like, okay, we're going to make it 5.
Yep, and that was the problem.
And they're like, well, we've gone through half the plot.
I was pissed off because it was like, I quit watching after like the first season because I thought it was a bait and switch. Like, yeah, get me hooked, and then you're just going to keep going and going and going. I just wanted one summer, one meal. I didn't want it to string out for course after course.
You didn't want it to be a loss.
And by like season 2, they were out of the dome, walking around and then going back. It was like freaking Lost, and they got off the island and then went back. Why are you going back?
Hey,
I was upset.
You watched Walking Dead.
I don't watch Walking Dead anymore.
Good man.
I haven't watched any of this.
You want to talk about dumb people doing dumb things continuously, paying money to watch?
I can't handle it.
I can't say I'm going to pick up Illuminati.
I am going to get Illuminati for the only reason is Josh Williamson. He writes Birthright over on Image, and it's easily one of my favorite books, month in and month out. He's a great writer. Such a great concept.
Not just putting in any of the what ifs. I haven't been reading those.
Are they good?
They've been a ton of fun.
I'm going to wait until they're either collected or on the on
Thanos
the site.
Decides to join the Avengers during Infinity to take out the Builders. And it's a cool read just because of what Thanos' endgame turns out to be.
Nice. Spoil it for me.
No, you don't. You want to read it.
Okay, what else?
It's
There's a Green Goblin gets the Infinity Gauntlet. Dark Reign.
Yes.
That looked awesome. That looked really cool.
I will spoil this one thing because you can read the whole book.
Yeah.
He makes Peter relive Gwen Stacy's death for the rest of eternity.
With the gauntlet?
With the gauntlet. That's just like one page of what he does to everybody on the list.
Speaking of Green Goblin, this weekend there's an auction. Amazing Spider-Man number 14, rated 9.8, is going on auction. That's the first appearance of Green Goblin.
I know exactly what
$75,000, they're saying.
Oh, man. Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of stuff going.
That's crazy.
Original Adams art on... Green Lantern, Green Arrow, number one, something. The one where Green Arrow's shooting the lantern.
Yeah.
That's like, so famous.
That's gorgeous.
The original art, is, they're saying $300,000 for one page of art. Yeah, dude, yeah.
Man!
Dude.
That's a lot of money.
Who's got that kind of cash? I'm going to spend a house on this piece of paper.
Like the original Magic the Gathering oil paintings that are 5x7.
The original concepts for the cards, for the card art.
For the original cards, they only paid them $50, but they got to keep the original art.
Of course they did. That's how comics were back in the day, too. Yeah. Neil Adams ain't getting none of that $300,000.
So there's only one Adams.
I don't know. One of the Adams is.
Like the Moss Pearl.
They all look the same, too.
Was put up for sale. And they're asking like $250,000 for it. And you're talking a painting this big, you know, five inches by seven inches.
Just because it means so much to the to the collector.
Yeah.
But
man.
But apparently that is just more than Wizards would pay because they bought all the original art back. You know,
good. Well, they should. They should keep that in house and have make it a big deal. You know,
now they buy the art with all the rights and all that other stuff. Back then they didn't.
Well, they pay their artists a lot more too now.
Yeah.
Not a lot more, but more than 50 freaking bucks. No, artists never get paid what they should. Never.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Now it's such more of a privilege to have art.
Well, dude, speaking of art, and this is not so far ago, have you seen what Amoen's pages for Star Wars are going for?
So original Star Wars art?
So
really?
Stuart Amoen is currently...
He owns those? He doesn't own those.
They still let them keep all their own original pages. You didn't know that? Yeah, they own the rights to the pages, but the artists themselves can sell what they make. So Amoen is selling all pages.
That's true, because I remember the last time I went to a Comic-Con, I was been through...
Well, they should give more artists a chance to write on that.
My uncle owns an original Salvashima Surfer.
Nice.
Him talking to Galactus, and it has the dialogue taped onto it. It's super
cool. Oh, I bet, dude.
It's so cool.
We reading Doctor Strange?
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, my God.
That first issue alone will keep me on that book.
I know. Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I heard that was
It looks
really
like
bad.
The Frankencastle story when they go to the dark a little bit, but funny dark. Yeah. And Marvel just should stay away from
that. I am reading Hawkeye.
It's not
old
out
man
yet.
Old Man Clint.
It's not out yet, though, is it?
The first issue?
Jeff Lemire on that is cool. It's weird that he was writing both archers for each big two.
Yeah.
That is weird.
But
Hawkeye's a different character than Green Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Green Arrow's more soldiery.
Yeah.
In a way, you know?
Hawkeye's got... And you know what? That opening arc was a cool story to tell in the background.
Yeah. Angela... What a bust for Marvel. To get that Miracle Man stuff and then get Angela all in that big deal.
No, Angela's been a good read. Marguerite Bennett. Angela is currently ruling over
Angela might be a good read, but hasn't been good financially for Marvel.
That's what I mean.
No, but it was never intended to be. It was always intended to be
a kick to
Todd McFarlane. Todd
McFarlane. What a kick in the balls. A guy who revolutionized Spider-Man. I'm sorry, the guy did.
His art was some of the most creative.
Oh no, he's a douchebag. Kirkman's a douchebag too, but he revolutionized comics.
Give him any credit for anything.
Kirkman?
Kirkman put zombies in comic books. Big shock.
No, that's not all he did. Invincible has his moments. Invincible has had moments that have changed.
Invincible is doing the story arc reboot? Question mark.
That's weird.
Yeah,
they've run out of ideas for that book though. It's
Kirkman runs out of ideas every arc. Kirkman hasn't finished an arc in ever. In fact, if you read Walking Dead,
there are no arcs to finish because it's always going.
Victor Ibanez goes to Extraordinary X-Men by issue 6, so we only get 5 issues of Humberto Ramos.
No, he always takes a break.
I remember when they used to not take breaks.
Yeah, I remember that too.
When Lee and Kirby used to get a story done in 3 issues, and it was awesome and on time. I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
I'm not that damn old.
No, that Humberto Ramos always takes a quick break. He always takes an issue off in between arcs.
So what? Go back and read some of the stuff from the 60s and 70s.
It's awesome.
The dialogue is thick and dense and unnecessary. You could just skip all the thought bubbles and you're fine.
You don't have to read the thought bubbles. You can watch those books.
Yeah.
All new X-Men. Mark Bagley, what the hell ever.
I love Mark Bagley's art. And Dennis Hopeless. That book was made for me and me alone.
Are they going back in time?
Yes, they're going back in time.
And they're taking X-23 with them.
Yes.
But that it's totally just defeats the purpose of sending the X-Men back in time where they need to be.
First off, Jean is not on the team. She's left that team. So they need
She's on Extraordinary.
Yes. Which, spoiler alert, nobody saw that coming. Jean leaves the original X-Men to do whatever they want.
Well, Scott did it first.
Yeah, but she didn't leave them as they're trying to go back home.
No, but he left him to be a space pirate, which is really funny.
That was actually a really good book.
John Layman was writing it.
Yeah, John Layman wrote it, and Greg Pak.
I'm just not sure I know about all new X-Men.
They're going on a journey to try and fix the timeline.
What's broken with the timeline?
We don't know yet. Something broke, and everyone is currently blaming
Everything's broken.
We should be blaming
Beast. It's Wolverine's fault. It's still Wolverine's fault from Age of Ultron.
For killing,
Age of Ultron.
For killing Hank Pym.
Well, we can't hold him accountable anymore. He's still dead.
Is he dead? If he's dead, how do we get Old Man Logan?
Because Old Man Logan's alternate timeline.
A different timeline. Yes. So isn't Age of Ultron also a different timeline?
No.
Are you sure?
Man, that Old Man Logan book sucked. In Secret Wars.
It was like a tour of Battle Royale with a guy who hated Battle Royale.
With a half-assed explanation of how he shows up.
It is. Like, this is the gym. Here's the lunchroom. We eat in the gym.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with that.
What happened to coat closets? Cloak closets. Easy. In school. We had a cloak closet.
Did you really?
Yeah, in my elementary school.
Bed bugs.
You're absolutely right, Larry.
That's where all the cool kids go to.
That's terrible.
No, you're absolutely right. Check. Like, coat check.
Coat check. Yeah, they don't do coat check anymore.
Huh? And I used to steal people's gum. Go ahead. What else are we talking about? All new Wolverine. Are we excited?
I am.
About a female Wolverine. I'm excited about any different Wolverine at all. I was excited when Dokken was doing it. I was. Dark Wolverine was awesome.
That was actually a really good
book. Marjorie Liu. Back when she was writing novels and no one knew who the hell she was.
Yes.
Great book.
I'm excited about this book because I bought a first appearance of X-23.
Oh, in Nyx.
For like $2.
Nice.
3 years
ago. And she's awesome now. They're talking about her being in the next X-Men movie.
Yes.
Not this one coming up, the one after that, because they're going new X-Men. And they're saying she's going to be the new Wolverine in those movies.
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
Yes, that is awesome.
They're not even going to do
that's a great idea.
Old Man Logan.
That is a great idea.
Because honestly, I mean, nobody's going to be able to replace
And they're
going to
introduce her
as
a clone.
He's so, you know, ingrained now into people's ideas.
Exactly.
Okay.
Although I would like to see an Old Man Logan type movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're still doing another Wolverine movie.
He's going to be in it, but I think it's going to be Old Man Logan plus introducing
Laura. I don't think they're going to introduce Laura. I think at one point maybe even an after credit scene, they're going to say, no, we've got the sample, and here it goes, and it's going to say X-23.
Probably Apocalypse. Or a whole line of them.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think so.
No, I have not heard that. I have not heard that anyone there is playing a character named Laura Kinney. But they may be hiding it.
They may even give her a totally different name. Laura Kinney's had
no,
different
they should give that. They should give her that name.
I'm excited because I like Tom Taylor, actually.
Tom Taylor, he wrote The Injustice. Awesome. Mm-hmm. He wrote Superior Iron Man.
Yeah,
which
I really
still
liked.
My favorite Iron Man arc of probably the last 10 years.
I just thought
years.
It was okay.
I liked it.
I loved it, dude.
I loved AI.
I loved douchebag Tony.
I didn't like the first arc because I thought it was a Daredevil arc with Iron Man.
It did
starred.
Have that. It had Daredevil in it. Yeah. Tom Taylor maybe should have
But it had
Daredevil.
Such a good moment where
but
Daredevil
he healed
gets to
Daredevil.
See for 5 seconds.
But it's an Iron Man book. Why is a Daredevil having a great moment in an Iron Man book? Iron Man's supposed
but
to be happy.
But it wasn't supposed
moment.
To be a great
because
moment.
Iron Man
it was a terrible moment.
Had other characters being a long part of his book.
Yeah.
Captain America was originally half of an Iron Man book. Cap and Iron Man used to share a book.
And that's okay.
In the 90s, Miss Marvel was in the Iron Man, and she was the second story in each issue. That
that's different. She was the second story. She's like a backup. Yeah. It's...
I didn't care about the Daredevil stuff in Superior Iron Man.
I liked it. They were both in San Francisco.
I don't know.
It was a good
time,
reason
yeah.
to pin
I did like. I did like Teen Abomination, though, because that was just
I didn't mind that
Teen
either.
Abomination ruled. That was
he was
always
all pissed because the app didn't work for him.
Yes.
He's like, damn it, Tony.
It was so funny.
I wish I could get tech support like that. You go right to the guy.
That was so awkward, him being Happy's kid.
Yeah. All right. Deadpool and Cable.
Not
I don't
gonna read it.
I don't like it because it's not
characters.
Cable and Deadpool. That's the book I read. Cable and Deadpool. But I had a great time with the original Cable Deadpool book. They were a fun team that played off of each, a fun duo that played off of
Did
one another very well.
Write that, though?
She, I think it's changed. There were a couple of
there were a couple
on
writers,
that.
But she
but
was
mostly
Fabian
it was both
the, did most
mostly
of
Fabian.
It.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Fabian Nietzsche.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I'm so sorry. Email us Fabian if you're listening. But I like those two characters when they play off one another, and I hate them when they're by themselves. I'm not a Deadpool fan.
I hate Cable.
I hate Cable.
I like Cable.
I
when he's
but I did
Deadpool.
Originally enjoy Cable and Deadpool. That's a great point.
I love that book. Love that book.
Logan's called Weapon X.
Yep.
Yes.
And of course, X-23 is another.
Yeah.
That was a different program, though.
It was a different program.
It was not the Weapon X program. It was a different program that was cloning Wolverine. I doubt they're
going to. No, it's still Weapon X.
No, it was an offshoot of Weapon X. It had scientists from Weapon X, but it was not called Weapon X.
Right, because Phantom X is a part of that same group.
Yeah, the animals from Week 3 are part of that group.
So says Grant Morrison.
I believe Grant Morrison when
he
it comes to Weapon X.
He wrote that for Image.
I know,
that's not
matter.
A Marvel book.
He said he originally wrote that story for Marvel, and that was his plan. For
yeah, and he got
and Marvel
fired.
Said no. You can't fire Grant Morrison.
It's Marvel, dude.
He quits before you can fire
no, he
him.
He got fired.
He travels back
he
in
got
time.
Fired.
You can't fire Grant Morrison. Grant Morrison.
That was the first time in a long time I'd actually seen, and it's probably the first, I don't think it's been it's happened since. He got fired from a publisher that didn't fire people at the time because they were not doing as well as the other group.
And you know what? You know what? Grant Morrison probably was like, all right, I got this great book for a new Weapon X book, but it's about animals. And they were probably like, haha, that story sucks. We're not going to do it. And Grant Morrison's like, screw you. It rocks. And I'm going to take it over here, and I'm going to do it. And he did it. And We 3 is awesome. It's a great book, and it would fit perfectly into the Marvel Universe.
Well,
it would. They had an entire Avengers team made up of animals. At the Marvel Universe at one time.
I was going to ask.
Lockjaw and the Avengers.
Yes, but technically Cap and Nuke are the first part. Actually, Nuke is technically the first Weapon X program.
No, technically, no, okay.
Is it Deadpool part of the
no.
Weapon X program?
Yes, but
he is, but he's
have
a reject.
He has a reject.
He's a
reject.
He's a
Captain America is technically Weapon 1.
Yes,
Weapon
and
I.
Nuke was
because
Weapon 2.
Because it was before that they did say that Nuke came before Cap. But in Remender's run of Captain America, when they introduced
yes.
Weapon X negative,
yeah.
or the
Weapon
minus
Weapon minus
program, they did say again in that Captain America was Weapon
One. Yeah, but I'm saying Nuke was two.
Nuke is now two.
Nuke is two.
And
there's a whole list. They
the
had
original
all of them.
Deathlock, the Mike,
perhaps
was Weapon
I
3.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, well, they've established Deathlock
but they have
as a
established
part of the Weapon
all
X program.
Of them. All the
especially
way through.
Especially in Remender's run. That's the
and Phantom
whole
X
Deathlock.
Is the latest one, and he's 13.
He's 13. Well, technically,
X-23 is after him.
But she is not part of the Weapon X program. She was an offshoot of the Weapon X program.
But she was
still scientists.
Made by Department H, which was the Weapon X program.
Yes, but, okay, Department H, we have more than one program going. We really are. We're splitting hairs.
We are splitting hairs.
But it's supporting hair.
Got together and made her.
A bunch of Canadians.
sat in a room and made a bunch of guys. She is a part of that same group as far
exactly.
as I can see.
Exactly.
She's a Weapon X character. She's so called Weapon X-23.
Go ahead, go ahead.
So.
Go ahead.
You've got an offshoot program with the Weapon X program creates X-23. Did that
yes.
offshoot create an
X-1 through 22? Yes, and X-1 through 22 were clones
male.
Who were male.
And
the scientist said, you got one more shot, lady, if you can't do it. And she put her own DNA in there.
And she made
it. And then X-23 was able to go. And she's like, holy shit, I did it. And then she like fell in love with this girl like it was her own daughter. You haven't, you own Nick's number one and haven't read it?
Laura was
I don't
actually
think that actually
created,
happens in Nick's. I think that happens later
they,
on in
they
the
explain
book.
It. Actually,
like flashback
you can
book.
Get all of that as she first appeared in an episode of X-Men Evolution.
That's right.
She was a cartoon character first.
That's right.
Before she was ever a comic book character.
That's absolutely
Much
right.
Much like the terrible, awful Harley Quinn.
And Starfire.
No. And, no. Starfire
Firestar.
Was...
Firestar.
No.
Who am I thinking of? Flame Firestar.
Firestar
okay.
from...
Not the Nuclear Man.
No,
the
no,
girl,
no, no, no.
The hot
the girl.
Girl from the X-Men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. For Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Yes.
She was originally a cartoon
yes.
character and eventually
no,
joined the New Warriors.
They were going to have someone else. Oh, the Human Torch.
Yes.
And they were like, nope. Human Torch is in the Fantastic Four cartoon and you can't have him. The Fantastic Four cartoon that was on at the same time that that show was
yes,
on.
Which
and they
is
were like,
why
shit, what are we going to do? We have
read...
all these fire effects ready to go. And they're like, well, just make somebody up.
Just why, if you ever read Brian Michael Bendis' Ultimate Spider-Man, he purposely did that.
He did
he always
a,
want...
Spider-Man Amazing he... Friends, yeah.
Yes, so at one point in time, the Human Torch, Iceman,
yeah.
Spider-Man all lived in Peter Parker's house.
Iceman and Firestar were in Amazing X-Men when they went back and got
yes, and there's
Jason Aaron. There's a play
yes,
on that.
Yes,
like Bobby says, hey, it's nice to have you back,
so,
friend. He's like, yeah, we're amazing friends.
Even better, the annual
Spider-Man oh, yeah, yeah.
joins
yeah,
them.
That's right, because he's the teacher.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That was a great series.
That
Jason freaking Aaron.
Yeah.
Amazing guy. Then Jason
series.
Latour took it over. It got shitty.
No, he took over, oh, yeah. Wolverine.
Amazing X-Men.
Yeah.
That's
X-Men.
Right, that's right. But Jason
Amazing
Aaron
X-Men,
ended. He
yeah,
just ended that, didn't he?
Chris Yost took it over.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get picked that up either. Although I have not minded
good.
Some of his work in the past.
It was good.
What else are we talking about?
Mostly Marvel. I noticed, I don't think we've said anything but Smack.
For what?
Batman's
for
still good.
You know,
it's been good.
Okay, I'm behind yeah. on Batman. My wife came up here and just earlier because she was in the neighborhood. She thought she was doing me something nice. And she just came in and got my books. And I have been, Adam knows, I have like 4 or 5 issues of Batman just in my whole box. I haven't touched them. She's like, I called her. She's like, oh no, I got you Batman issue. I was like, oh, I guess I'm reading Batman again this week. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, it's not, it hasn't been bad.
I want to
the Dark Side Ward is
yeah.
surprisingly good.
What's his name,
you know?
The writer
Jeff,
on that?
Jeff
Johns. Scott Snyder?
Scott Snyder's still writing Batman. So
I want to yeah. ask him, dude, when they came to you and said, okay, we're doing the new 52 and we're giving you Batman, did you know then that Batman was going to be Commissioner Gordon in a big suit? And if he says yes, I'm going to say, you're a liar, sir! Because you did not imagine that. You had no plan on doing that. And I'm going to kick him in the balls.
If
you
he says no,
I'd be like, well, okay, good, good. There's no way you should have had that idea that early.
You know, he probably got that idea in the middle
yeah.
of Batman Eternal.
I think he's trying to get kicked off the book.
I think he got
I
that idea.
I think he is trying to get kicked
I think
off
he is trying to get kicked off the book.
The last couple of issues have made me think he's probably trying to get this book canceled.
I think he's trying to get that book.
Nah, you can't
Not
get Batman.
You can't get
that book
Batman.
Canceled. But Batman the Dark Knight, Batman,
those are different.
And Robin. How many Batman books got canceled last year?
Those are different.
Those are
though.
Different.
They are, not,
Batman
they are not.
Yeah.
They are not Batman,
no.
though.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No. But
okay, I'm going to go back to Star Wars because...
That's like saying Detective Comics
Charles
is
Soule
get
and
I'll never get canceled.
Charles Soule is writing a Star Wars book called Obi-Wan and Anakin. Marco Cicchetto, who did the art for Greg Rucka's limited journey to the Force Awakens or whatever.
And famously did the Secret Wars.
Yeah, exactly. But John Tyler Christopher, cover artist extraordinaire, has been doing these action figure variants for
yeah.
all the Star Wars books. He's doing an Anakin Skywalker
Padawan
as like a little kid, yeah.
I am going to pick
it up. And it looks like he's got like a little baby lightsaber.
I'm going to pick it up. I mean, I'm not.
Oh, I'm definitely picking it up.
I'm not excited about the timeline, but all the Star Wars books have been at least good.
But this doesn't.
You know, I haven't read a bad one
yet. Yeah, I haven't read a bad one, so.
Even, you know what, I'm not a huge Gary Dugan fan, but I've loved Chewbacca.
Well, Phil Noto, that's all you need.
That's what I was about to say, dude.
I just love the fact that nobody can understand Chewbacca in this series. For the first time in ever. I'm just like, I'm always assuming, how does everyone understand what he's saying all the time?
I will say,
and then I finally get a book where nobody understands
the story for Chewbacca.
Saying.
I haven't been that big of a fan of, but that one scene where he's going down and like the hole,
yeah,
and then he has that anxiety attack was a really good scene.
All right, check this out. Star Wars and Vader, and for the next few months, is going back and forth with the Vader down.
Yeah, the Vader down.
After that, I guess with Star Wars either 14 or 15, Mike Mayhew's taking over on art. Brilliant artist.
Oh, great artist. Love
him. Alex Ross quality.
No, he's just doing an Obi-Wan issue.
And they're doing another tale of Obi-Wan Exile.
They do that every once in a while.
That's a great idea.
They did that at the end of the first
Luke has his journal now.
For them to do those fillers. But that kind of fit in with the story, though.
I'm sure they will tonally fit into the story, you know.
I mean, the last one did.
Yeah. I mean, after Luke got that book, he went on to... That was an important part of... And him going to that place and seeing Boba Fett was a big deal.
One of the best moments in the entire Star Wars series has been that moment where Boba Fett tells Darth Vader...
Oh, yeah. Both those books came out the same week.
Both of those issues are so poignant. Where he almost shatters that glass while he's in that Star Destroyer. That is a beautiful moment. I wish that could have been captured on film. I've never thought about that. I've never thought what would that have been like for Vader to hear his name for the
first
time.
Well, they're definitely building the animosity between the Emperor and Vader.
Which we all know how that plays out.
And that, well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But it's not just, it sort of shits on Luke a little bit because you think, oh, Luke is this badass who turned this guy to the dark side. Look how dedicated he was to the Emperor.
And then, it's even better because
only thing we get is Anakin and the Emperor interaction is them going to the stupid ballet, which is lame. But Anakin seems like a devoted bitch there. And then when he's kneeling and saying, yes, master, of course, you know, slobbing on the knob of the Emperor there for a minute.
Yeah, wrinkly old knob. I just disregard that.
Balls.
There's only three Star Wars.
No, we can count those as movies. We can acknowledge their faults.
There's only three Indiana Jones movies? There's
no, we can Star acknowledge the aliens and the...
They're not aliens, they're interdimensional beings.
There's only two alien movies. There's only two alien movies.
We can acknowledge the faults of these movies and still count them for the good things that they did bring to the overall...
Shia LaBeouf.
This is what these movies should tell you.
Swinging with monkeys while getting shot at by Russians.
Sticking his coke in his neighbor's coke.
Look, man.
Like a stupid.
All any of that tells me is just. It was fine the first time around. I didn't need anything more. I'm sorry I asked.
I think we can take something away from those. How not to do a trilogy, but how we forgot
the two best Star Wars movies were not directed by George Lucas
and let other people do it.
And took the plots from other samurai movies. Set in space and made practical miniature effects. He wouldn't have cared that it didn't make sense.
Did he ever tell us what Harrison Ford movie he actually liked?
It was Air Force One.
Was it Air Force One?
Well, you like it. You like it.
It's a great movie.
Get off my plane.
All right, top 100 comics.
I do like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, but
it can't be Star Wars or Indiana Jones. All right, we're talking about. Let him think about that. These are the best comics for I don't know what freaking month. September.
Best sellers.
These are the best sellers.
A handful of them I'd actually seen. Unfortunately,
we got Star Wars: Journey to Star Wars, Star Wars number 9, and then the perennial favorite, Batman. And then Deadpool versus Thanos at number 4, which just shows you how popular Deadpool truly is.
I cannot take
Darth Vader number 5, Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows, that's the tie-in, Batman Annual, which you knew was going to make it.
Of course.
And then Justice League.
Justice League has been good. Geoff Johns, when he wants to, he is really good at those big spectacle event-like stories.
I think Geoff Johns was like, everyone's bitching about these characters, saying that we can't write them because they're gods. They're too powerful. You know what?
I'll show you
how powerful they can
Flash,
be.
The Flash,
Superman looks crazy.
The Flash is the god of death. Look at this picture. I mean,
oh yeah, is Superman all weirded out too now?
That is a great.
That's a
cover.
Oh, so beautiful, dude.
Well, I think it's hilarious because it's playing off of the Anti-Monitor is, you know, a part of this arc, and he's famous for, you know, the Flash dying.
Yes.
And yeah. now Flash is the god of death.
That's
awesome. I thought that was clever.
Walking Dead hits number 9, hitting the top 10, and then Deadpool and Thanos number 2, number 10. Star Wars Lando, Captain America White, Civil War, Thor.
I still need Lando number 5.
Harley Quinn. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Detective, another Harley Quinn, the Sandman book, A-Force, Kanan. That's the top 20. Every
wow,
Star
Kanan
Wars book is in the top 20.
I know that Kanan book's been a lot of fun, actually.
It's amazing.
It's the only Star Wars book I'm not getting.
It's a lot of... Do you watch the show at all?
No, I don't watch
it. I watch the show.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. It's
amazing.
I'm sure it is. It's made by the same people who made Clone Wars, right?
It's
what?
It's made by the same people who made Clone Wars.
It's made by the same...
Yeah, so I'm sure...
Star Wars books do so well.
It takes place in a more relevant place. It takes place...
Well...
At the very beginning of the
Rebellion. When the Clone Wars was first made, it was in a relevant place at the time.
Yeah,
it
just
sucks.
I'm just saying,
shitty
what
place,
a windfall
but it was a
for Marvel
place.
To be able to
and
get
you know,
this.
If you let go of the first season,
crazy,
that whole show is awesome.
You know, thing that happened, Marvel or Disney just buying up all these properties. Disney should buy up everything, and Marvel should do comic books for them.
So
where the hell have you been? Disney
why you could not
no,
watch
I mean,
the show and still read that canon book? It follows the last known Padawan at the very end of the Jedi Order. And watches him watch everyone get murdered when that order goes through. And he's being hunted by
Kanan
the clone troopers.
Is after episode 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've read up on it. I'm up
the
with
last
what's going
Padawan.
On.
And you follow his adventure as he has to unlearn being a Jedi.
I bet he's
survive.
Way better than Luke at being a Jedi.
Well, this
Luke
is
sucks.
Way better at being a
Luke
Jedi.
Luke is terrible.
Well, he was actually a Jedi. Like,
Luke
he
is
went through the Jedi
shit.
Academy. Luke is so bad at being a Jedi.
Look, Dad, I'm a Jedi now.
Even if you read Journey to Force Awakens, he's still a bad Jedi.
I didn't realize there were Force trees.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
that
there were, like, magic trees. I know I have some magic trees.
Well, I mean, there's the Jedi Council had that, like, garden you see, like, once or twice that Yoda just hangs out at.
I thought he just liked trees.
I thought the same thing.
He hung out at Cash. All right,
so,
time, so
let's
you know.
Move on. We see what Rick Remender is doing now that he's left Marvel.
Let's just state that most of geeks at the square table doesn't support drug abuse.
I don't support abusing it either.
And also, for the last time... Adam Driver is playing Kylo Ren, not
no,
Mark
that's,
Hamill.
I don't even think that deserves being mentioned.
Why is everyone so convinced that Luke is
because,
the bad guy now?
Because they need something to talk about.
I don't think Luke's the bad guy
there's nothing else
now.
To talk about right
Luke is
now.
Not the
he,
bad guy
he
now.
He could be the bad guy, but he'd be like the Emperor.
No.
He wouldn't
no,
be.
No, no, no. Force Awakens...
He's not going to be
he's not
there
be the bad guy.
There may be something.
I do think he's connected to the bad guy.
There may be something.
I think well, the bad guy might be his fault.
Well,
hold on,
Star
hold
Wars
on.
Is all about the Skywalker family.
But let's
so,
look at Luke's
so
journey, okay? Luke was a good guy and thought the Force was all about being good and saw his dad was bad and turned him good. So he can see that the evil can be turned to the good.
Yes.
And hold
he
on,
also
no, 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 no,
promised
hold on.
His sister he would teach her.
Hold on. We don't know what state the Rebellion is in right now.
Doesn't look good.
It does not look good.
Does not
it, there
look good.
Is a chance that the Rebellion itself has leaned towards the dark side.
Highly doubt that.
No. I'm not saying Sith Lord dark side, but shifting towards a direction
I
where they're
the
trying to...
Won at the end of the,
no, you don't win, dude. You don't win a war like that. There's always
actually,
after
there's a really nice
things.
Marvel miniseries.
You know, after they, like...
Called
like,
Journey to the Force and Wait, which basically shows you, it's like, oh, right. The Empire still had the numbers, the technology advantage.
After VE,
even though they killed
we blew up one space station.
Yeah, we blew up one space station. We killed one guy.
one guy.
There's an order of succession.
There's an order. Exactly. There's an order of succession. There's still a whole fleet with superior firepower.
There's a whole order in state to tell people that the emperor is still alive. Most people don't even know he's dead.
They're saying it's propaganda. They're doing propaganda. But my thing is,
it's a really cool miniseries. You of all people,
even
though you don't like Star Wars.
Here's something that I want to take from this. It or is anything, possible really. That Luke is still trying to find the balance. And may see that if I can bring evil to the light, and it is possible if, for instance, the rebellion has sort of fallen, you know, into some doing some eviler things. I'm not saying they're Sith lords.
Maybe
they are trying to unite things in an evil way.
Kylo Ren is not, quote unquote, a Sith.
He's got a red lightsaber.
Yeah, but here's
that's how I judge.
My stab at it is Kylo Ren is, according to J.J. Abrams, quote unquote, not a Sith, technically.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm guessing he's Luke's Padawan who has gone the wrong way.
And said, oh, I gotta go red.
No, I think, okay, for everyone who forgets.
Why does red have to be a bad guy's color?
Why does red have to be a bad guy's color? It could be a good guy's color. Don't get me wrong, his, like, quote unquote, Vader armor does not help his case.
That's not what it was ever said.
No.
Any other time.
My guess is he's probably somehow related to Luke or is Luke's Padawan. Here's the whole Vader story about how Vader did bring balance to the Force.
Jedis pulled weird, crazy stones out of the ground to get different funky colors.
Maybe that's all he had. All I found was a red.
Red is a synthetic color. It is not an actual crystal.
Okay, this is my thing, though. I don't think he can be related to Luke like as like a son or anything, because Luke is such a wet blanket.
You know, I don't think he can. Han and Leia's son.
That's exactly what I was saying.
That would be.
And he would probably learn the ways of the Force from Luke.
Kylo Ren is one of the Solo twins, and that girl is the other.
Yes. Oh yeah, and that's how the books go. Yes.
That's exactly how the books go.
And he becomes a Sith. She stays a Jedi.
I think by the end. No, I don't even think she is a Jedi. They will find Luke, and he'll be like, "I can train you. I failed with him," and that's why Luke is in hiding, because he failed with Kylo.
I got money that says Luke dies in this movie.
No.
He's gonna die by Kylo Ren's hands, and Finn is gonna pick up the saber and fight him.
Nope.
That's why Finn is freaking out when he's holding the saber.
So you're saying that's Luke's saber.
Nope.
I bet you Luke rebuilds the blue saber.
I believe it is Luke's saber.
I believe it's Luke's saber.
But I believe it's Luke's saber from when he got his hand cut off originally.
Oh, he finds it in Cloud City.
I think it's actually Anakin's saber.
You think John?
Yeah, I thought it was. It looks like Anakin's saber.
You think that's Lando's kid?
No,
that's racist as hell.
No. I think Finn is just someone who gets mixed up in everything.
The only two black guys ever in Star Wars have to be related.
No, I think he's Han's ex-wife's son.
Oh, I don't think they're going to bring that into there.
I think they're going to bring that in. I don't think they would put her into that book without trying to bring her into it somehow.
Nah, she won't make it.
No, but I do
it's
think
it's going to be exciting.
I think Luke is going to die by Kylo Ren's hands. I think he's going to go out just like Obi-Wan did in the first movie.
He's like,
and he's going to be a Force ghost for the next two movies.
He's got those two pylons on his sword, those pommels. What am I going to do?
Okay, because at the very beginning, the first trailer, when you see Kylo Ren, well, here's what I'm saying. At the very beginning of the first trailer, you see Kylo Ren with his cloak up, and he pulls out the saber, right? In the new trailer, you see him with his hair out fighting Finn. My guess is him and Luke go toe-to-toe.
And Luke punches him in the face.
Yes, Luke probably rips his mask off to reveal, it's my nephew and I suck. No, my guess is Kylo Ren is looking to balance the Force because Luke technically unbalanced the Force.
By killing Vader?
I don't think Kylo Ren is out.
Vader brings balance to the Force when he kills the Emperor because there's one Sith and one Jedi and that balanced the Force. Vader dying unbalances the Force, so there's only one Jedi now.
So you're saying Kylo Ren doesn't have anything to do with any of the other empirical troops that we're seeing?
No, I think he joins them because he thinks there has to be balance. I think he thinks because the Force teaches you order.
He goes over and takes over the, what is it called?
The
Black Order or whatever.
Whatever, because
I don't know.
The Rebellion is only going to bring chaos.
I bought some ships.
And I think he thinks chaos is the way of the dark side and order is the way of the Force. And he has to bring balance to everything. Because that's how it goes in the book, actually.
Jason joins
the dark side to bring balance to the Force.
Did you say Jason? I thought it was Jace. Just Jace.
No, it was Jason.
Jace, but it's spelled with
E-N. They called him Jace. They never called him Jace. Jason.
Yeah.
So it's Jason.
Like Han's real name is Hannibal. Yeah. Right? Hannibal Solo.
But my guess is that's
all right.
I bet you Luke eats it. I bet you anything. That's why he's not going
to
show
you. He will bet me anything. All right, if Luke eats it, you have to shave your beard.
Luke will definitely eat it before the trilogy is over. But I don't think he will eat it in the first movie.
I think Luke will make it.
I think Han will eat it in the first movie.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No, I don't think Han will eat it. I think Han will.
Because Harrison Ford's such a terrible actor now.
I think
Mark Hamill will eat it because he can't physically do three movies.
I think Han will eat it in the first one, and they'll save Luke to be like a little teaser towards the end of the movie.
Dude, that's a pretty dark ending with Leia all sad. That's pretty dark.
Yeah. Han and Luke both eat it.
We could be both right, and they both eat it. Dude, oh my gosh, there won't be a dry eye in the theater. I'm serious.
We lost Leia
and Han. And Luke.
Oh, yeah, no.
Remember when they kissed that one time?
But Chewbacca's fine. Chewbacca will make it
to the very end of the trilogy.
I think that would be sadder.
Oh, absolutely.
For Han? If Luke and Chewie eat it at the same time?
No.
Oh, man.
No, Chewie will make it.
Him and his crossbow.
Chewie's got to make it because Chewie has to hold Han in his arms and do his little Wookiee scream.
He's almost freaking nine now. I gotta go.
And then rip some people's arms off and beat them with it.
Man, I hope not. Hopefully they haven't set their clock back.
Oh, no, it's almost 8.
Freaking losers haven't set their clock back yet.
I hate daylight savings
time. Losers. I don't mind daylight savings time. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
I hate getting out of work and it's already dark.
Yeah. I don't mind that. I like getting up and being bright out.
And see, I wake up when the sun comes out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And so I've lost an hour of sleep now because I wake up automatically when the sun comes out.
Man. Well, we should have something on the ballot to get rid of it. I knew somebody who lived like north of Nashville somewhere, not like just north, but in the United States, like Indiana or somewhere.
There is a state that's gotten rid of
Arizona.
Well, there's parts of Indianapolis that don't do it. And a dude I knew like worked in an area that did it and lived in an area that didn't do it.
That's confusing.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be late forever. I'm going to be late or really early.
I'm time traveling perpetually every day.
How the hell does that work?
It doesn't.
It's like socialism, man. That's what we need. We need one time, and this is the time it is.
God, I don't believe you just did that.
Like in China, there's only one time zone. Like China from east to west is almost as big as the United States, but it's all one time zone.
Yeah.
So way over like in the west, it's like bright, like 10 o'clock at night, and it's bright as hell, you know?
That's rough.
Yeah, I don't know if I could...
I don't know if I could do that.
I'm so far behind on my image books.
It's been a lot good. Remender, Tokyo Ghost has been a lot of fun.
Tokyo Ghost has been
all of Remender's.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
All
but
of
it's fun.
All of
I don't either, but
good.
It's Sean
did you
Murphy's
did you see
song.
Remender's doing another book on
Dynamite?
Yeah, on Dynamite.
Yeah, Dynamite.
It's
weird.
Covered right here.
Yeah.
Devolution. And he has Jay Lee's doing the covers.
Lee.
I love his covers. He does hair the best of anybody. It's like inky flowing underwater.
You know, I'm really
I love
sad
it.
Jay Lee has not come back to Marvel when the Inhumans are just blowing up right now. There's
and
gonna
he
be
is the Inhumans
two
guy.
Inhuman team books.
Remember when he used to do Medusa's hair?
That's why
they hired him for that job. Because of the way he did Medusa's hair.
Honestly, he made Gorgon look the coolest.
Yeah.
And
Gorgon's in a wheelchair.
I wasn't a big fan of the Karnak look.
Really, I liked the Karnak. I like that Karnak is just so much his own thing now.
I don't like the fact that, there's a bullet coming at me, and I know it's weakness. Screw you, Karnak. Yeah, I can see the
weakness
in it, too. Move to the left two steps. What the hell?
Because he wants to
He's got time to put his finger up here. That's stupid.
You know what?
It's
Superman
stupid.
Is super fast. Why doesn't he always get out of the way when bullets are firing at him?
But Karnak isn't super fast. Karnak isn't super strong.
Exactly. So maybe he... Actually, he is technically super strong.
Oh, is he? He's just added new powers to Karnak.
No, but because he trains
I can
all the
understand
time.
The one issue where Karnak touched the window in a certain spot and it broke.
So what if he knows exactly the place to touch the bullet?
Exactly the place to touch the bullet where the speed
bullet.
And velocity and the heat and none of that shit is going to hurt his little finger.
Yeah, I will say the bullet's a little mild.
There's some things I'm willing, to suspend belief over.
But yeah, he's got
but
superpowers.
But it was lame. and they pulled in what's his name from Shield, Coulson. Yeah. And Coulson was all like, oh, we got to be serious. But then Karnak's cracking jokes.
Yeah.
Karnak's cracking jokes.
Yeah.
And then Karnak's all serious, like, oh, it doesn't matter if you live or die. Nothing matters. It's all you. But I'm glad you're here. He's so...
I did not like it, dude.
And I tried to like it. Mark actually threw it in the box. Like, oh, you'll like it.
I liked it.
I did not like it.
I liked it.
I liked it.
I liked it. I liked it. Well, screw you guys. Okay. It was bad.
Man, you sound like Larry in Star Wars.
You know, it's a character who has never had a solo book. It's a character who is...
He hasn't had a solo book for a reason. He's boring. His power is he can see the weakness in everything. Great. Awesome. What are you going to do, Karnak? And what, they got him finding this kid who can't eat lunch? He had, like, a peanut allergy, and now he doesn't have an allergy anymore.
Do you know how
that's
much,
who they're sending them to find. No, that's what happened in that book. That's what happened in the book. We need you to go find this peanut allergy guy. That's exactly what happened. Coulson said, we need you to find peanut allergy kid who doesn't have allergies anymore. That's what happened. That's so stupid. Warren Ellis is phoning the shit in. He probably has his 8-year-old kid writing it for him. And it's like, it's Marvel, screw it, they pay me. They just want 6 issues. I don't give a shit what it is because I know people are going to buy it.
You know what?
Suckers like you two. I liked it. I liked it.
I did not like all six issues.
I'm sorry. I'm not talking shit.
And then
shit.
I will drop it when Colin buys it.
Exactly. We all three went the same place, man.
That sucks.
I'm
going to
read the first 6.
That sucks.
I'm going to drop it.
I'm gonna start buying it when Colin gets on it.
And you're gonna hate yourself.
And I'm gonna keep calling him Colin.
He's so subpar. I wanna like him. He really seems like a genuinely nice guy. He is subpar. I've never actually.
I think Larry wants to rap, and I'm gonna go home, man. Yeah. My lady went to the dentist today. I'm gonna go see her.
I think I've talked this podcast more than Larry.
Dude, that's a lot.
That is.
We kept it to things that Larry doesn't know about, which is what we should do every podcast. Because the shit Larry does know about, he fucking hates with a passion. Final thoughts, Larry?
He hates us all. Oh, that's a cool cup.
It is. It's a Marvel cup. I got this for Father's Day last year.
Yeah. Is that...
I have tea in here, Twining's tea. This is a 300-year-old tea. They're celebrating their 300th anniversary.
Did they have the Tribunal on there?
They have everybody on there.
Wow, that's
anybody you can think of. I look at it sometimes at work, and it's like, oh, look at
man.
That.
I reread the entire Infinity Trilogy. Crusade is the hardest one to read.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard stuff to read there.
Infinity War and Infinity Gauntlet are great, but man,
yeah, there's
Infinity
a lot of
Crusade,
stuff.
Nothing
Infinity Gauntlet's
happens.
Good for that art. And the Gauntlet... story is kind of okay, but that art is just, oh my god,
oh
space,
man.
Holy
shit. Oh man. Oh, when the entire Cosmic Tribunal gets together.
Dude. It makes me
Perez's art is
it makes me
want to
go find all these artists, say, in their comic book artists right now, just smack them in their faces. Like, look, you've not seen
when you read it as a trilogy, it actually reads like a Greek trilogy.
Yeah.
It's actually cool.
Yes. Yes.
Except for Infinity Crusade is so
it's
dense. And nothing happens until the 5th issue.
Yeah.
It's a 6-parter, and back in the day that was a double issue. It's 40 pages of the densest dialogue I've ever read. I don't like. I always skipped Infinity Crusade. I've only ever read Infinity Gauntlet and War, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna finally read Infinity Crusade because I guess it's the final act. My God, it's not worth it. It's just, man, it's like reading a brick. Like literally, like just putting a brick in front of you and trying to get something out of it.
I'm sure it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Final thought, Larry. Do you want to start? Final thoughts. You usually go first or last. And then you do all the announcements. It might be smoother if you went first and then wrapped with the announcement. My final thought for this week, I don't know if I have one. I don't know if I have a final thought this week. I haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but one episode this year. I haven't watched Supergirl.
I'm sorry.
If you'd have told me 2 years ago that my favorite superhero TV show would be a Batman show without Batman in it, smacked you in your face.
Gotham's your favorite
dude
comic book show?
It is so
I can't get through an episode.
It's so good.
I have literally yet to finish an episode. I drop out halfway through every episode.
You should really check it out. It is a great drama. It's got layers. It's very good.
Layers?
Are you punking me?
It's got layers. Like an onion. It's like a parfait.
You're messing with me, right?
No. Gordon at one point kind of made a deal with the organized crime.
No, I watched.
And
the
now
first
there's
half
a new guy in it, like Michael Chiklis in it. Michael freaking Chiklis in there, Michael, like the commish.
The thing.
The thing is there. He's not dressed as the thing, but like
I
Michael Chiklis is there as the new
movie
commissioner
over the weekend.
And like fired like
still
six cops right away.
It was way better.
Way better than the new one.
And like he's starting to figure out that Gordon might have been involved in this. So it's late, and they're introducing all these villains. The Riddler's doing his own little sort of thing with this girl. Catwoman's doing her own little thing. Bruce and Alfred are doing their own little thing. It's great. It's really good.
What are you doing, Gomer?
I can't believe it either. I watched The Flash too, which
Gotham,
is good.
And you didn't like the Karnak book.
I did not
and
like
you
the like Karnak.
And you
like
The Flash?
The Flash is
I like The Flash.
Awesome.
The
Zool
Flash is actually my
year?
Favorite. It's the most comic booky feeling
now,
of them.
It's
of
the most comic
book
feeling. It's definitely the most family friendly, but I think that takes away a little bit of it for me. I wish it was a little bit more adult.
I'm sorry. Any show that has Gorilla Grodd and King Shark.
Grodd hadn't been there.
Oh, King Shark, dude. Oh my God, King Shark was awesome.
Any show that could legitimately pull off having Gorilla Grodd and King Shark.
I had a problem with the episode when Barry was all kind of wishy washy. With
He's
Jay.
Always wishy-washy.
But he was wishy-washy with Jay freaking Garrick.
Oh, I have a lot of problems with the show, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but I just
problems,
like the feel.
But it is a great feel. Jay Garrick in it was great. It sucked that he didn't have the Speed Force on Earth 1. Did that happen in the comics? That didn't happen
in
the
comics.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the Speed Force. He just has the helmet.
The helmet didn't give him anything on Earth 1 either. But he's from Earth 2.
Yeah.
In this.
Oh, he couldn't run.
And he couldn't run when he came to Earth 1.
Oh, now that's just stupid.
And I'm not sure why.
He could run.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yes. Because he doesn't have the Speed Force, he has the power of Mercury.
Exactly, it's
so
like the power
of
a god.
Yes, it doesn't matter where
he is. In this, he does have the Speed Force. He has tested himself to be able to get in the Speed Force, but for some reason, he's shut out from the Speed Force when he's in Earth 1.
That's just dumb.
Now, he's going to use that to try to lure Zoom to Earth 1, thinking that Zoom will be powerless if he goes to Earth 1. And they're thinking that's why Zoom is sending like King Shark and who else did they send? They sent some pyro dude, didn't he? Who the hell was the wrestler?
Kid Flash supposed to be in the
Remember?
Season?
Who?
Kid Flash?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah. Wally is supposed to be in the
season. Wally, and they're also Quick.
No, Johnny Quick?
I don't know if it's Johnny Quick.
Like the evil one? Well, that's
it might
Johnny
be,
Quick.
I know, but it may not have been Quick. It may have been some other...
From Earth 3?
They cannot introduce Earth 3 now. After just now, it took me like an hour to explain to my kid what multiverse was.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like, imagine another you in another universe.
But different.
Have you tried to explain
But only you're my dad and I'm your son. And he's like, what?
Yeah. That would be funny. I just had to explain to my old lady what that was.
And... Only your douche.
Yeah.
With a goatee.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
That's what I need to show in the mirror episodes of Star Trek.
Show in Star Trek exactly. Universe. That
Adam, final
it.
Thought. Final thought. TV sucks this year. It's too much of it.
I'm just glad that Taylor's not here to get us kicked out of the comic book store. Because apparently
Dude.
He gets us kicked out of everything.
He posted stuff to Reddit and got booted from Reddit. And the reason
what
did
he
was
post?
He posts stuff that he doesn't have like geekery.
He just posted an article and apparently all he does is post articles.
He
so they got angry.
Comment, he doesn't like other things. And the mod said, no, you're out. So then he goes to
he wasn't being a
Just
part
Love
of the
Comic
community.
Books forum
yeah.
or a Facebook group. And he posted his review for The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Which he liked.
And I guess Squirrel Girl is polarizing because the comments
Squirrel
got
Girl,
bad.
Squirrel Girl kind of has the same effect that Harley Quinn and Deadpool have.
He said, I liked the book. It was great. I should have been reading it, you know, the first volume. And people like, oh, you're a stupid dumbass. Derp. You suck. Yeah, exactly.
Well, to be
but
fair.
But it sucks for us because we didn't get the traffic.
To be
from
fair,
the
Taylor
post.
Is Taylor, and I'm sure he responded back in
Taylor
typical
is,
Taylor ways.
Taylor is the only person I know who's better at me that sounding at being passive aggressive and getting people pissed off at it. He's so good at it, especially on the internet, man.
He's really good at it. He's a wordsmith.
Exactly. Yes.
Because
asshole wordsmith.
He's an asshole because you almost like, you know what? I got a
I kind of agree, but I still
hate
you.
But I don't hate, yeah, but I don't like you. I don't like your opinion, but I don't like you.
Like, that was well-formed, and...
Well-formed, well-thought-out.
Well-thought-out, fact-checked the whole thing. Yes. But fudge you.
Yeah.
Fudge you. People have walked away from this podcast because his thoughts are so well-formed, and it just gives somebody a bad taste. I mean, I don't understand. I come back all the time, and he only talks the most shit on me.
It really is inside, you know, baseball. But yeah, people have sort of walked away because. And Taylor felt so bad about it afterward. He was like, "Damn it!" He's like, "Damn, that's a true gift. He does it without even knowing."
He had no idea when I explained that to him. He was so what?
He was.
Taylor wasn't even that mad.
No, Taylor was like, "Oh, damn, my yeah." He's like, "I thought everybody hated that."
Yeah. I wasn't trying to piss anybody off, you know.
And Taylor's one of those people.
Just Taylor being Taylor.
I was just going to say, he's so naive about pissing people off.
Yeah.
He doesn't even think he's doing it.
Unless it's me. He knows he's pissing me off.
Go ahead.
Unless it's us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, yeah, he's doing it on purpose.
Well, and you're stupid.
Yeah.
And you're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's like, there's no argument.
No.
You're just an idiot.
He's like, yeah. You can like that. You're wrong.
That's the Taylor line. All
right, go ahead. You got a final thought?
Say it. What the hell? It's been how long? 6 weeks since you've been on this podcast. Say it. Sense8's really good if you haven't got it. I've binge watched it like 4 times now. J. Michael Straczynski and the Wachowskis. It's a really, really fun show. I have yet to be disappointed with the new Marvel books. Secret Wars should end already. That's my final thought. When is Secret Wars going to end?
In December.
Why?
They added 2 issues.
Why isn't it ended? Why didn't it?
They added one issue.
Yes. What did it end?
They added one and moved one back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't we get one in October? That's when it was supposed to end.
You're right.
Why is it November and I have yet to get 7?
You cannot have that be the last words uttered out of your mouth.
What?
Oh.
You're right.
You're right.
I was going to say goodnight, Elaine. Goodnight, Elaine is what I was going
to say. Goodnight, Elaine. But yeah, why is Secret Wars yet to end? Why are we getting Forever Evil Part 2? I'm liking all the new Marvel books. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying. I'm glad Secret Wars is supposedly over.
This is the only thing I've ever even remotely hated Jonathan Hickman.
Exactly.
It's pissing me off that it's not coming out.
Infuriating me.
After the build-up where we got 3 Avengers books by Jonathan Hickman every month.
Yes.
Now we're not getting anything.
What the hell?
I don't even know if it's his fault, though.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming him.
I don't think it's him. I'm sure it's already written.
His name is tied to it.
I'm sure it's already written.
I'm sure Esad is putting as much work as he can into it.
I will, yeah, adding an issue for Esad Rivik to do.
It's got to be a pain in the ass.
Had to suck.
The reason...
But...
That's not my problem.
It's my problem.
But the thing about it is, Marvel's like, oh, this event is so awesome and selling so well. Let's do it some more and then screw it up.
Yep.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, it was already behind, too. When they announced the extra issue, it was like, guys, we haven't gotten 6 months.
The thing about it being pushed back then, there were certain things that they revealed in a couple of the tie-ins that they had to wait.
When
Thanos showed up at the S.H.I.E.L.D., they had to wait before they mentioned that Thanos was coming.
Which is
because Thanos wasn't over the wall yet.
No. Which is a great back-to-back issue. If you read Siege and you read that, it was awesome.
If you read Siege and then about... The blue-eyed, ever-loving
thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was the best.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Him, and then things just giant.
Yeah.
You seen the cover of the last issue?
Yes.
It's him fighting Galactus.
Yes.
I can't wait. Started final thoughts.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
It's okay. We had a lot of final thoughts.
And if you didn't read the Siege mini series,
Larry just doesn't like
it. Yeah, that was good. It was really good.
No, I'm just saying, we're about to hit the hour and a half mark.
That's okay. People love us, man.
Get 30
more
minutes.
That
being said, check us out in person. Madison 10. Larry does. Son of Maddie. Comic City 2. Find us online at comicc2.com, Facebook, or at outguidegeekery.com.
I'm going to buy some.
See you next time. Same bad channel, same bad time. Sorry,
I'm going to buy some.
Sorry, I screwed that up. All right.